It is a very pleasant Tuesday afternoon across New York and western New England. Under a mixture of sunshine and puffy fair weather clouds, our temperatures this afternoon are mild for this time of year. We're actually in this wedge of dry air. We have clouds to our east over Maine and the Canadian Maritimes, and we have clouds to our west. Already there are some high clouds spilling in from western New York, and farther west into the Great Lakes area, those clouds are thicker and lower, and it's really a sign of what's to come, as clouds and showers will be in our forecast as we work through the second half of the work week. So high pressure will depart and low pressure will advance, and as that area of low pressure comes at us from the Great Lakes area, clouds will increase during tonight. Temperatures will fall back into the 40s to around 50 degrees. And then for the day tomorrow, we'll see the clouds continuing to fill in, so it'll be a mostly cloudy day, and we will increase our chances for rain, potentially even a rumble or two of thunder as we work through the day. So it's likely not going to be raining tomorrow morning, but as we go through the day, the odds will increase for that rain. And by tomorrow night into Thursday, that low pressure area will track right across our area. So our best chance for rain will come Wednesday night into Thursday. By Friday, that storm system will be off to our east, though it will still influence the weather. So I'm expecting a mainly cloudy day on Friday with at least occasional showers. And in that Thursday to Friday time frame, temperatures will be cooler, mainly in the 60s. As we work into the weekend, it still looks like there's a chance for at least a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Saturday. But going through Sunday into Monday, the trend should be drier and milder as we approach the Memorial Day holiday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later in the day, high 70 to 75. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 70 to 75. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later in the day, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, increasing clouds, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later in the day, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 60s, and on Friday, continued mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.